On this week's Essential API of the Week, I introduce you to connectivity. So you guessed it, check connectivity in your mobile apps. So tune in. Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show, Essential API of the Week. Today, I'm going to show you how to use the connectivity API from Xamarin Essentials to check connectivity. Now, let's just head right over to the code and get started. The first place I get started every single time is in the Xamarin Essentials documentation. Here, I can read how to get started and all of the feature guides. So I've opened up the Getting Started guide and connectivity. So the first thing that we want to do is ensure that we have the Xamarin Essentials NuGet package installed into all of our projects, iOS, Android, and Windows 10, and into our .NET Standard library. Now the great part here is that Xamarin Essentials works with any iOS, Android, or Windows app, regardless if you're using Xamarin Forms to build your user interface. Finally, there's a few little bits of setup code that you have to write in your Android application, so make sure you follow this. Now, let's go ahead and start using the Xamarin Essentials API for connectivity. Now, every single API for Xamarin Essentials has a short getting started guide that will outline any additional setup you may need. So here for connectivity for Android, we need to ensure that we add this using permission into our assembly info or our Android manifest. For iOS and Windows 10, no additional setup required. So let's take a look at our project real quick. This is a simple login application that I've been building up called My App Essentials, and I'll continue to add to this over time. So the first thing is that here I have all of my NuGet packages, including Xamarin Essentials, installed into my iOS, Android, and .NET Standard library. Inside of my Android project is my assembly info.cs, and I've added that access network state right there. So now we want to start using that API. So if I scroll down a little bit further, we want to make sure we add a using statement. If I want to check for internet access, it's right here. And then I can learn about other things such as checking for connectivity change events or other limitations that it may have. So let's take a look at the app first. Here I have a simple login. So I can say James, I can say hello world, and it'll show me if I have a valid state. But it's not checking to see if I'm actually online. So here I am, so that's okay. But let's add some additional validation using Xamarin Essentials. So if I look at my login page, I have a few entries, and then a label and a button that I can click on. Whenever that button is clicked, I get a handle clicked event in the code behind. So let's take a look there. When I come in here, we'll see it's just validating the username and password field and just going off and trying to log in. So the first thing that we're going to want to do is add a using statement to Xamarin.essentials. There we go. Next, down here, before we do any validation, let's check to see if we're online. So let's zoom in here. Now, if I was to come in and say if Xamarin.essentials. I would get access to every single API in Xamarin Essentials, including connectivity. Then I can add additional things, like here's network access. I can say if I'm not online, so internet access, let's go ahead and do something. Now, since I've added the Xamarin Essentials namespace already, we can go ahead and simply remove that namespace from there. So we'll return if we're not online, and I'll just say display alert, and I'll say no internet. And we'll say OK. There we go. So now if we go ahead and run this application, we'll bring in Xamarin Essentials, we've added the permission for Android, and we've added just one line of code to check for internet access. Xamarin Essentials will use the native APIs for each platform to ensure that you're getting that great native functionality. So I'm online, so if I go ahead and try to log in, so James, I'll say hello world, say log in, we're online, we're good to go. Now let's say I put this into airplane mode. Immediately, if I hit login again, I see no internet because Xamarin Essentials has picked up that I'm not online. And guess what? When I come back online here, we'll see I get LTE, and then I can get Wi-Fi, login successful, I'm good to go again. But let's take it a step further. Perhaps I want to display a little information to my user to say I'm disconnected or I am connected. So here I have a label at the bottom that says disconnected with the opacity set to zero. So instead of on the click, let's go ahead and add a change event for connectivity when this page appears and disappears. So again, I'll say connectivity dot, and here I have connectivity changed. So I'll add an event in line. And best practice is, of course, to unregister that event. So I'll say connectivity changed minus equals connectivity changed event argument. So that way we're unregistering our event. Now, whenever this appears, we want to do a few things. So I'll just go ahead and paste some code in here. If I'm online, I want to fade that to zero. But if I'm not online, let's fade in that label to one. So that way we get a nice little animation here. So let's go ahead and rerun this application. Now I'm online already, so the next time it launches, it shouldn't get any event changed or any arguments that we need, and it's already at zero. There we go. So now if I come in and I say I'm offline, it fades in. Now I tap it again, it fades out. Now the best part here is I can run that same exact code on iOS or UWP and get the same great native functionality. So there you have it. In just a few seconds, we've integrated connectivity into our application with Xamarin Essentials. Thanks for tuning in, and make sure you subscribe for the next Essential API of the Week right here on YouTube or Channel 9.